Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
We are deep into this heat wave with, if you can imagine it, conditions today that are going to be even more hot and humid. Let's get the word from AccuWeather and meteorologist Heather Zayer.
Susan, we are looking for one more hot day today. We'll have a high of 90 degrees. That's going to make it 4 days in a row with high temperatures of 90 or better. In addition to the heat, we also have high humidity. AccuWeather real field temperatures will be in the upper 90s to low 100s. And that is why we have a heat advisory in effect from noon until 8 p.m. today. After this, we have thunderstorms and more clouds with a high of 87 for tomorrow, so the heat comes to an end.
Well, the New York State Health Department has issued an air quality health advisory for today. That's for ozone across our area. That's from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Of course, the cooling centers will be open across the city. You can get the locations either online or through the NYC Cool Options Finder. You can also call 311. And we've also got the reminder today to
wear sunscreen.
Yeah, remember that from Baz Luhrmann, that song from 97? Well, it was before that when we last heard from the FDA on the subject, and one local lawmaker is looking to change that.
Well, today seems like a pretty good day to talk about this. The UV index will be a 9, which is very high. Congressman Josh Gottheimer will be at the public pool in Fairlawn today with doctors at his side to talk sunscreen and the action he's urging the FDA to take to develop new and improved sunscreen protection.
Europe and Asia are way ahead of us in terms of new sunscreen development and new blockers, new filters from the sun. And we just have not approved anything new since 1999.
Now, his action comes at a time where 1 in 5 Americans develop some form of skin cancer by the age of 70. Gottheimer wants to improve public awareness campaigns, not just to get more people to wear sunscreen, but which ones they should be using. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Hey, if you've got room in your heart and home, now is the time to adopt a dog from Animal Care Centers of New York. They are overwhelmed with animals and out of space at their 3 locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Staten Island. Best Friends Animal Society in SoHo partners with ACC to help get animals out. But East Region Director Aurora Velasquez tells 1010 Winds.
Every single cage is full. They've brought in extra cages, you know, like the kind of crate that somebody would have in their house. We're seeing that kind of housing in shelters right now.
She says even at Best Friends, they're seeing fewer adopters.
Intake really is on par with the levels that we saw pre-pandemic. But what has changed are adoptions. We've seen a pretty significant decrease in adoptions.
Well, if you can adopt or foster, please go to nycacc.org. You can check out Best Friends at bestfriends.org and search New York City. A group of detainees at Rikers Island suing the city, saying they were trapped in their cells during a fire at the prison. That happened in April of last year at the North Infirmary Command, the unit that houses inmates with acute medical needs. Attorney Joshua Lack says Rikers Island does not have the proper infrastructure to fight a fire and lacks the proper protocols when one breaks out.
Our clients and all the other folks that are in custody on this day and locked in NIC were kept there being forced to inhale deadly, poisonous, toxic smoke for, in some cases, hours.
In a statement, a spokesman for the city law department said they would review the lawsuit. Add Jerry Nadler to the list of House Democrats said to be calling on President Biden to drop out of the presidential race. That reportedly came during a private call with other Democrats yesterday, including Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. The fun at Adventureland interrupted Sunday when 2 families apparently got into it at the amusement park in East Farmingdale and one person was stabbed. It happened just before 5 p.m. with a victim hospitalized in serious condition. Cops say a suspect is in custody. In a statement, the park said the safety and security of visitors is their highest priority and they deferred comment about the incident to Suffolk Police. 1010 Winds Sports. Sunday, a mostly fun day in the end anyway for the Mets, but for the Yankees last night, not so much.
And Susan, will start at the stadium where Aaron Boone's bunch got shut out by Boston 3-0, falling to 6-16 their last 22 games.
What does a stretch feel like right now?
Feels terrible.
Yeah, I mean,
You got to be a little sick to be in this game, though, and you got to be able to weather it.
The Yanks are three games out of first place with an off day before they play tomorrow night at Tampa Bay. Meantime, the Mets will wrap up their series in Pittsburgh this afternoon, looking to make it 3 out of 4 on WCBS.
Line drive left field, falling in. Base hit by Lindor. Gamel scores. Bader rounding third. He scores.
As they pulled a 3-2 win out of the fire, down to their last strike against Aroldis Chapman in the top of the ninth inning after giving back a 1-0 lead in the eighth. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.